your level. I mean, verse 12, I beg your pardon. Verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the word of God. God, cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. God, just have your way today. Move by thy spirit, Lord. Help us to follow you and to obey your voice. Meet every need that's present. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the peace of God. Thank you for your love and mercy. In Jesus' name and for the glory of God, amen. Amen. Now, to really know God is a lifelong study. Amen. It's a lifelong pursuit. Now, the Apostle Paul said that I may know him. Amen. Well, didn't Paul know the Lord? Well, certainly he did. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. But what did Paul mean? Paul meant he wanted to know the Lord in a much more intimate way. Amen. He wanted to walk close to God. Amen. Paul wanted to walk so close to the Lord, every time the Lord took a step, he stepped right in his track. I think that's pretty close. Isn't that right? Amen. That I may know him. So we're living in the last days. Yeah. And I really thank God for Pastor Venable and for Sister Venable. And names, I have trouble with names. I'm thinking about the assistant pastor, now brother, your husband. Brother Shy. Amen. I thank God for them and for Brother Doug and for you saints that, and Brother, what's your name, brother? William. Brother Willie. Amen. Thank God for the family, for all the saints of God. Amen. Sister Ruth, all the couch, all of them. All right, I'm talking about all the saints of God that love God. Yes. And that are laboring in the word and in the doctrine, that are living a holy and a pure life. Yes. We're living in the end time. Yes, so let's strive to do the will of God. Let's strive to be more like the Lord, to really know him in an intimate way. Amen. Now, our main goal should be loving and serving Christ and making sure that we're meeting his approval. And when I said serving Christ, see, we serve God by serving our fellow man. Amen. Isn't that right? Yeah. Amen. One of the worst things that could happen to people is that they be approved by man, but disapproved by God.
Amen, brother.
Jesus spoke about that, how some that love, they love the applause or the praises of men more than the lovers, more than they love God.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that wait today. Amen. But Jesus is the only way to God.
Amen.
Jesus is the only way to heaven. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Acts 4:12. So neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other way to be saved. Now, some people try to climb up some other way. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Trying to go around. But Jesus said, if you come up trying to climb up some other way, you're a thief and a robber.
Amen.
And no thief and robber will enter into God's kingdom.
Amen.
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 As Brother Doug, it's the straight and narrow. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate. But straight is the gate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Amen. Narrow is the way that leadeth to life. Mm-hmm. But he said, broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And many there be which go in therein. Mm-hmm. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
So we're in that narrow way today. We're walking worthy of the Lord, keeping our minds stayed upon him. That he'll keep us in perfect peace.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God, it's halalala sundoloma sanda. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Here's a verse of scripture that God placed on my heart just recently. Before I read that verse, let me say this. Christian work is to be done with the heart, as well as the head and the hand. We got to get all into doing God's will. Isn't that right? It's not a halfway thing. We can't follow God and obey God and please God half-heartedly. We've got to put our all into it.
Amen.
Serve God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Psalms 36, verse 9. It's a verse of scripture the Lord just impressed upon my heart just recently. It's a great verse. Psalms 36, verse 9. Somebody read that for me, because I can get it here. You've got it? For, amen. Here's the fountain of life, L-I-F-E.
Mm-hmm.
In thy light shall we see light.
Mm-hmm.
Without him there is no light, is it?
Yeah.
Amen. Without him there is no light. Look at John 8:12. Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
My God, if we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we are walking in the light. And the word of God said, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, does what?
Cleanses
us from all sin.
Yeah.
Amen?
Hallelujah.
So, we're the children of the light today.
Yeah.
Let's walk in the light. Let's walk in love.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, my peace I leave with you.
Uh-huh.
Not as the world giveth.
Uh-huh.
Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
Neither let it be afraid.
Yeah.
So we don't have anything to fear, do we?
No.
Look at the economy. Look at all these things that's coming. What does that mean? That means we're going to trust God. We're going to look to God. We're going to believe God. We're going to obey God. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I believe that. How many of y'all believe that?
Amen.
He's faithful to that promise. He'll do what he said. He's a man of his word. Hallelujah. We're living at the end. And so we believe the Lord. Son, we need to really, really walk softly before the Lord and listen to the word of the Holy Ghost. Obeying his voice. Amen. Read that verse again, 36, verse 9. For with thee is the fountain of life.
Uh-huh.
With thee is the fountain of life. Without him there is no life.
That's right.
In thy light, we shall see light.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Amen.
In thy light shall we see light. Let's look at John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? Thank God. Let's look at, let's look at John chapter 3, verse 9. We can look at start at verse 7. John chapter 3, verse 7 through 9. What did Jesus say?
Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. And the wind blows where it is lifted, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whence it goeth. For is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Wait a minute now. What verse you reading?
Verse 8.
All right, read verse 9.
Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be?
I beg your pardon. I want verse 19. see, Nicodemus. Let's talk about Nicodemus just a few minutes. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews.
Yeah.
A smart man.
Smart.
He came to Jesus by night.
Yeah.
And said, Rabbi, say, Master, we know that you're a teacher. They come from God. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Amen.
Come on.
You said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Anyone say, except a man is born, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
Jesus spoke the truth about everything, didn't he?
That's right.
Now, all right. Now, the light and darkness don't mix, do they?
No, sir.
They clash. Isn't that right?
Amen.
They clash. So listen, Jesus was speaking here, And start at verse 17, go to 19. I'll get it right here. God is so good. Give the Lord a hand. Come on. Give the Lord a hand. God is good. He's faithful. He's true.
That's right.
Hallelujah. What did it say? Verse 17, 3 to 17.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world.
Uh-huh.
But that the world through him might be saved.
See, God didn't send Jesus to condemn the world, but he sent Jesus to save the world, didn't he?
Right.
All that believe, hear the word of God and believe and repent and turn to God by faith. The Lord will save them, won't he?
Yes. Amen.
Yes, he will. But everybody's not going to do that. Everybody's not going to turn to God and be saved. What is verse? Read on.
He that believeth on him is not condemned.
He that believeth on him is not condemned. If you believe on the Lord, you're not condemned. Read.
But he that believeth not is
condemned
already.
That next verse, what did it say?
Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Uh-huh. All right, verse 19.
And this is the condemnation.
Listen to what Jesus said. And this is the condemnation that light is coming to the world.
Amen.
And men love darkness rather than light because they deed for evil.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
They love darkness rather than light. And we're living. How many can y'all see that today?
Amen.
It's prevalent.
Yeah.
As we go about a daily test. Men love darkness rather than light because they got something evil they want to do. Amen?
Amen.
Midnight rambles and four-day creepers. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what a lot of them are. Amen. Because they're living in sin.
Yes.
Amen?
That's right.
But we got to be sure that your sins will find you out. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is so faithful.
Yes.
This is the condemnation that light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Read on.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light.
Stop right there. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. I mean, you know, if somebody's doing evil and you walk in and turn a light on, say, hey, turn that light out.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
They don't want to be exposed.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
But God is faithful.
Yeah.
God is our God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And he loves us with an everlasting love.
Yeah.
And it's time that we stand up for the Lord and really be counted for him. Be Christians. Let our light shine. Yeah. Fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
The faith of Jesus Christ. Not faith in our faith, but faith in Jesus to have faith in God.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
So we believe God for our deliverance. He's our keeper.
Yes.
He's our helper.
Yes.
He's our strong tower.
Yes.
He's our mighty God today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
For his greatness. Amen. For his faithfulness.
Yeah.
For his holiness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. But we got to pray, isn't it? We need to pray. I heard somebody talking about prayer this morning here. Prayerless people cut themselves off from God's prevailing power.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Listen to this. We need to know God enough in the light so that when our dreams are gone, we know that God is still there with us.
Amen.
He'll never leave us.
Amen.
He'll never forsake us.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus' prayers was short in public, but long in private.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
He went out, you know, the Bible said how he would rise up early and go out into a solitary place to pray. And before Jesus would do something major, he'd pray. He would go pray. Remember, before he chose the 12, he prayed all night, didn't he?
Amen.
He went and prayed, and hallelujah. He prayed and got the will of his Father.
Yeah.
And saints of God, we're living in a time that the world is looking to see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't know who Jesus is. A lot of people don't know who Jesus
Amen.
Is. But when Jesus walked to earth, they didn't know. A lot of them didn't know, did they?
Right.
On one occasion, Jesus said to his disciples, Matthew chapter 16,
mm-hmm.
Whom do men say that I the Son of Man am?
Uh-huh.
Some say you're John the Baptist.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a forerunner of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
John the Baptist was the one that went out there and preached and said, repent,
Amen.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
Amen. He preached the word of God. He prepared the way for the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
John was a man that his raiment was of camel's hair, and his meat was locusts and wild honey.
Amen.
He was a strange man, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
Amen. But he was a foreigner, and they said, "Who are you? Mm-hmm. Are you that prophet?" He said, "No, I'm not." Mm-hmm. "But tell us who you are." He said, "I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Yeah. Make straight the path of the Lord."
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
John was a crying voice. He cried out.
Yeah.
Some say you're John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. Some say you're Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah was a mighty prophet, wasn't he?
Amen.
Yeah.
God used him. Elijah was a man that walked out there and said, "It's not going to be no more rain. It's not going to be no rain according to my word." And it was, 3 years and 6 months, right?
Yeah.
It didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And after 3 years and 6 months was up, he sent his servant out there to look at it. He said, "What, you see anything?" He went out there and looked at the cloud, looked at the sky. "I don't see anything." "Go again. Don't see nothing. Go again. Go sit until seven times." And he looked up there. He saw a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Am I right?
Amen.
And he said, "Go and tell Ahab it's a sign of abundant rain."
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
And his servant was in the chariot, and he was on his way. He looked up, and he saw this prophet outran the chariot.
Yeah.
So the anointing of God was really on him, wasn't it?
Amen.
For him to when the anointing of God come upon you, my God, you can do great things, can't you?
Amen.
Amen. He outran the chariot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. God is so good. Some say you're Elijah, but he wasn't Elijah. Some say you're Jeremiah.
Uh-huh.
Jeremiah was that weeping prophet. He wept, didn't he? But he was, well, I tell you, they did a lot to Jeremiah. They put him in a dungeon. They did a lot to Jeremiah. He said, "I'm not going to speak no more." But he said, "Well, it's just like fire in my bones." He couldn't keep quiet, could he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Yeah.
He said, "Some say you're Jeremiah, but some say you're one of the prophets."
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who you are, but they talking, but they don't know who you are. But Jesus asked them, "Whom do you say that I am?" Simon Peter. That little impetuous man. Simon Peter said, "Thou art the Christ,
uh-huh.
the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah. You are the anointed one. The Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven."
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
"And I will say also unto thou, thou Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church."
Uh-huh.
"Gates of hell shall not prevail against it."
Amen.
Well, let's just cut to the chase. Jesus is the church. He's the head, isn't he?
Yeah.
Jesus is the head of the church. Peter couldn't be the head. No man could be the head. Jesus is the head of the church.
Amen.
The word of God says he's the head of the body of the church.
Amen.
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 So he's the head of the church. Thank God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
Amen. And he, thank God, we're in that body today. Isn't that right? We're yeah. sons and daughters in the body of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Do you really love him today?
Amen.
Amen. So if you love me, do what?
Keep my commandments.
Keep my commandment. That's what tells whether we love him or not.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, some people talk about the Lord from morning to night, you know, but, just, you know, talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
That's true, bro.
Amen. Amen. Somebody said, to shepherd God's sheep, listen to this now,
uh-huh.
you must be willing to walk in manure up to your armpits.
Okay.
And I heard overseas that one of the churches, while they were serving the Lord, that somebody dumped a pile of manure right in front of the door of the church. So what are you doing in a case like that? You go and shovel it out of the way. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. See, the devil is a liar.
Yes.
The devil hates God. He hates God's people.
Yes, right.
Amen. But we're not going to give up.
That's right.
Amen. Because we're on the Lord's side. The Lord's on our side. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Let's hold on to that. Let's believe God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's coming soon.
Yes,
but what is
sir.
He coming after? Coming after church without spot or wrinkle.
Yeah,
coming
amen.
After people that's looking for him.
Amen.
Are you ready to meet him? Are you looking for him? Yes. Thank God. Ooh, Lord, my son. He's so faithful and true. He's so faithful and true. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Amen. I believe Christians should mourn and grieve over their sins. True repentance involves mourning over our sin. The only road to heaven leads through the valley of temptation. Isn't that right?
Amen.
All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer what? Persecution. And we're going to be tempted and tried and tested. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Now, the Word of God says, if you faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
So then, that means we're going to trust God.
Yes,
see, if you're leaning on the flesh, we can't make it. We cannot make it leaning on the flesh. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profiteth nothing.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
The flesh don't profit nothing. In and of itself, does it? The flesh is weak.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But if we, once we get the Spirit of God within us and we depend on God, we trust God, we live for God, will take care of the situations for us. Mm. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. He'll take care of every situation. And I know you love the Lord this morning, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. I, so do I. Some of the poorest people and saddest people in the world are people that only have material wealth.
That's it.
Amen. Most miserable. Look around and praise the Lord. Look up and expect him. Amen. Are you expecting him?
Yes, sir.
Are you looking for him?
Amen.
Amen. He's coming. He's coming. Amen. So I thank God for Pastor Venable and the saints of God here, you know, been praying for revival. We need a revival, don't we?
Amen. Amen.
The Word of God said, oh, Lord, wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? And revive, it means to restore to life, health, and vigor.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Something about dead, and you pump life into it. Hallelujah. And when the saints of God get revived, stirred up, full of the Spirit of God, well, then people will get saved.
Amen.
Isn't that right? People will get saved because they'll see the light of Jesus in us.
All right.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
And they'll want what we've got. Years ago, it was a minister that I knew, and he said he was sort of wild, you know. And it's honor. Somebody said to him, "Said whatever you do, don't you go down to that Holy Roller Church."
Oh.
And said, "See, he was bold.
Yeah.
He got a woman on each arm and walked in there." I said, "This preacher was preaching. The preacher was up preaching." And while this minister was preaching, so he saw a man's arm down to his elbow. Said, "I had a hammer in his hand." Said, as the preacher preached, it came closer and closer to him. Closer and closer. And said, it got so close, he just sort of jumped back. It bursted his heart. God pricked his heart. He said, "Whatever y'all got, I want that." And he got saved. See, God does different things. God saves people different ways, doesn't he?
Amen.
He knocked Saul down on the Damascus Road.
Yes,
I mean, but he God know what it takes to get you and me, doesn't he?
Amen, brother.
We got a grandson. He's a, he want to analyze everything. Yeah, perfect. And we tell him, we tell him about the Lord, you know. But we got him going. I'm telling you, pray for him. Pray for Calvin that God, you know, we pray that God turn him every way but loose.
Yeah.
God know what it takes to get you and me and everybody else. Yeah. Yes, he does. And God got his number. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother.
God's got his number. God is so faithful. God is true. Amen. Brother Sean, be here tonight. Amen. Brother Sean will be ministering the Word of God tonight. We know we're in for a treat. Amen. May God bless you this morning. Let's continue in the word that we'll be as disciples indeed. Jesus said, but if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Jesus' name.